What does the Bible say about alcohol? Is drinking it a sin? The Bible's answer. It is not a sin to drink alcohol in moderation. The Bible describes wine as a gift from God that can make life more enjoyable. The Bible also acknowledges the medicinal value of wine. Jesus drank wine during his time on earth. In one of his well-known miracles, Jesus turned water into wine as a generous gift at a marriage feast. Dangers of overdrinking. While the Bible mentions the positive aspects of wine, it condemns overdrinking and drunkenness. Thus, a Christian who chooses to drink alcohol would do so only in moderation. The Bible gives several reasons to avoid overdrinking. It impairs thinking ability and judgment. An intoxicated person cannot fulfill the Bible's command to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, a sacred service with your power of reason. Romans 12:1. Overdrinking removes inhibitions and the motivation to do what is right. Hosea 4:11. It can lead to poverty and serious health problems. Heavy drinking and drunkenness displease God. How much is too much? A person has had too much alcohol when his drinking puts him or others at risk of harm. According to the Bible, drunkenness is identified not by a person's passing out, but by such behavior as being disoriented, walking unsteadily, becoming contentious, or having slurred speech. Even those who avoid getting drunk can still become weighed down with heavy drinking and experience its serious consequences. Luke 21:34 and 35. Complete abstinence. The Bible also identifies times when Christians should avoid drinking alcohol altogether. If others would be stumbled by it. If drinking alcohol violates the law of the land. If a person cannot control his drinking. Those who suffer from alcoholism and other forms of alcohol abuse must be willing to take drastic action.